Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? I mean, yeah, I say get involved, get engaged, do the right thing. And the way you do the right thing, the only way you're going to be able to do the right thing is go get information. But really, in all seriousness, you get the information. You get guys like Dan Pilla. You know, he makes money at it. Let's not be stupid about it. Of course he does. But he's really in it to help people. I've had people use him, some of the listeners. I get nothing, truly get nothing but good reports from him. Or about him, I should say. And that shouldn't be surprising because I don't bring on people I don't trust. I'm not going to do it. So again, you listen to these guys, gals, whoever I have on, and you decide from there whether it's truly truly somebody you want to work with. Now, I will tell you, if you buy the book for $29, any of you had to deal with a tax attorney or CPA with a tax issue, the information that you'll get, and I tell people this all the time, when you call Dan, when you buy the book and you call Dan for help, get to your point. Some people, one of the reasons I hate taking phone calls at times is it takes somebody 5 minutes to get to the question. That's why I much prefer the chat room. I much prefer them sending me emails and what have you. You can find the chat room if you're just tuning in, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, I don't know if you got, again, I don't know how these people made it. And I say to you, I am losing sympathy, empathy, feeling bad, whatever term you decide to use for these people in New York and Chicago and places like that. Los Angeles. You vote for these people because they're Democrats. You don't vote for them because they got any platform, because they usually don't. But you vote for them straight out because they're Democrats. And then you complain about your own people. You know, look at the Israel-hating Democrat, Rashida Tlaib. She's now confronted by other Democrats about, are you really okay with Hamas chopping off babies' heads? And then she, and as feisty and nasty as she wants to come off as a being, or you see her as being, she won't answer the question. Petrified. And her statement is useless. Totally useless. I just find it interesting. And she, and again, she doesn't want to hear about it. She's not interested in hearing about what's going on. The fact that young girls are being, you know, dragged along and then killed, raped and then killed. And they're okay with that. Not an issue. Sick people. Just sick all the way around. And there was one video, I don't know what it was, I think it was 16 minutes long, where they grabbed, 12-year-old boy. And they terrorized the child. Terrorized him. I mean, here's what I got to say. If you're a man, and I mean a man, I'm 25, 30, whatever, 35, 40, and you think you're so tough, don't terrorize the 12-year-old. Come on and terrorize the 40, 50, 60-year-old. Anybody can terrorize the 12-year-old. You're nothing but a wussy and a coward. That's an easy one. You could do that sick with your one arm and one leg tied together. You want to be a real man? Take on somebody who could take you on. Really, seriously. This is what I love about even these cancel culture people. It's the same thing with them. Right? They make all this noise. They make absolutely no sense. And they don't care. And they run from it. A lot of them, when they're actually asked questions that they have to answer that might make them look like fools or the real fools and cowards that they are, it's a whole different story at that point. Anyway, Tlaib walking through the famous area underneath the Capitol, you know, the area that they use to get around. Let's see if I can make this work, because I never get it to work the first time. You know how that is, right? So anyway, here's her being confronted. I think it's Peter Doocy. I'm not sure. But listen to her, unable to...
Hamas terrorists chopping off baby heads.
That's a pretty simple question. Would you agree? Yeah, a congressperson, would you have a comment about Hamas chopping off kids' heads? She won't answer it. And yet the people in her district will vote her back in again. So why should I have any, and I mean any, sympathy for what happens in her district? Absolutely none. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Hopefully, I think we have Barack Lurie on with us right after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You know, with all the great technology we have today, with all the wonderful things and how easy it is, or supposed to be, to get people on, it's always amazing to me when technology fails, because it fails in such the easiest way. We're trying to get Barack Lori on, and we'll see what I can do. We're having trouble connecting. But anyway, that's beside the point, because I still got plenty to beef about, as we say in my vernacular. Again, Representative Tlaib can't answer a simple question by a Fox news reporter on whether or not it's bad to chop off baby heads. I mean, can you believe that? Can't even.
Lots of terrorists chop
like a mom to his son, chopping off babies' heads, burning children alive, raping women in the street.
You had a moment. She looked like
she was
going to say
something. About children's heads being chopped off?
So, at one point, this is radio, so you can't see it, but at one point, as she's going down the list of things, saying, don't you have a problem with these things? You could see Tlaib spins around to say something, and it wasn't going to be good, and realizes, okay, maybe not.
Congressman, why do you have the Palestinians lie outside your office if you do not condone what Hamas terrorism does to Israel? Do Israeli lives not matter to you?
That was a good one. I like that one. Do Israeli lives not matter to you? You say, you know, do black Israeli lives not matter to you? Do only black lives matter are the ones that are 100% on your side? They are such open hypocrites. It's great. And it's great to see them do this. And not that a lot of people in their world are going to do anything with this. But man, I'll tell you, it's just amazing to me. And when she did her, what is it? Let me see. She released a statement a few hours after this. Real classy woman, I'll put it that way. She goes on to say, I grieve the Palestinian and Israeli lives lost yesterday. Actually, today and every day. I'm determined as ever to fight for a just future where everyone can live in peace without fear and with true freedom, equal rights, and human dignity. Funny, because in her country, I mean, if she was under Palestinian rule, she wouldn't have equal rights, and she wouldn't have true freedom. She goes on to say, the path to the future must include lifting the blockade, ending the occupation, dismantling the apartheid system, which, again, ending the, so in other words, forcing Israel out. Dismantling the apartheid system, okay, the Israeli government. And she says, they're creating and suffocating and dehumanizing conditions. It's just amazing. Actually funny. The failure to recognize the violent reality of living under siege, she's talking about Palestinians living under the Israelis. I mean, she is just so full of it. I don't know how many drugs or how much drugs or what level of drugs you have to be taking to believe this stuff. She goes on to say, we can't ignore the humanity in each other. As long as our country provides billions in unconditional funding to support the apartheid government, this is heartbreaking. We send money to the Palestinians, too. Does she not know that? Is she that ignorant? Right? She was one of the ones that said, yeah, her and Omar were upset because the Iron Dome was keeping the Palestinians from being able to bomb Israel. She says it's an unfair advantage. Like, hello, really? That's your argument? You're going to be kidding me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it's very, very interesting that everything about Donald Trump and family gets leaked. In some way, shape, manner, or form, it leaks out, right? And now what you're hearing is the U.S. attorney is refusing to reveal the names of the 5 or 6 people involved in the decision not to prosecute Hunter Biden. Yeah, you heard me. This is always a lot of fun. Matthew Graves, a Biden-appointed U.S. attorney for D.C. in January 6th, lead prosecutor. He refuses to reveal the names of those involved in the decision to bring the charges against, not to bring charges against Hunter Biden. Now, Graves told lawmakers that he's already dealing with enough threats and harassment. Right. Okay. Whatever. You know why you're dealing with it? Because you're a shill for the other side. Because the law's not equal to you. Because it only applies where you think it applies and how you want to apply it. He told lawmakers how his office did not partner with U.S. Attorney from Delaware, Dave Weiss, Weiss was eventually given special counsel status, charged Hunter Biden with federal crimes. According to the transcript, Graves met with five or six people from his office in March of 2022. He met with them to determine whether Hunter should be charged with tax crimes. He said 3 weeks later, Graves' office decided not to be involved in Hunter's case. Why? They're going after Rudy Giuliani for a bunk tax issue. We know that millions of dollars came in to Hunter Biden that he didn't put in his income as revenue. Matthew Graves also told lawmakers he never felt that he needed to recuse himself from Hunter's case, even though he was part of the Joe Biden presidential campaign. Yet, you know what's really funny? Think about what the Democrats wanted when Donald Trump got in office. They wanted the AG to recuse himself at the time. I can't even remember his name, guys. Sorry. Right? Because he supported Trump. Because he endorsed Trump. He was a senator. So therefore, he had to recuse himself as AG because they were investigating something. And it's ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden has reaffirmed his unwavering dedication to Israel's security.
As I said yesterday, my commitment to Israel's security and the safety of the Jewish people is unshakable. The United States has Israel's back, and we're going to be working on this all through today and beyond.
The president told reporters that he had a conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu earlier today, emphasizing the ongoing commitment to address the escalating conflict in the Middle East. The United Auto Workers strike has entered a 27th day, with UAW members currently picketing at 43 different facilities nationwide. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has emerged as the Republican Party's choice for Speaker of the House. The Louisiana congressman will now need to garner at least 217 votes on the House floor. That is the very latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-CHO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the way we win. Okay? We win when you're informed. And we can work together, we can figure things out. There's so much we can do. But if you don't have the information you need, if you haven't done your homework, and many of you don't, right? It's making it so hard to clean up, actually, frankly, honestly, your own mess afterward. And there's a lot of you out there doing it. Anyway, we're back to the issue with Hunter Biden getting special treatment back at 22. Not that he's getting special treatment now. But nobody wants to bring charges against him. For the gun, for the taxes, nothing. And, you know, that right there should tell you. Because they were all ready to do charges against the Trump kids while he was president. That was okay. Anyway, yeah, Graves said that he met with a bunch of people in the office to decide whether to bring the case or not, whether to bring charges or not. And he got a big fat zero no. That's sad, man. I mean, seriously. Maybe though special counsel David Weiss indicted Hunter after that sweetheart plea deal. Last month's gun-related charges, they're not the end of Hunter Biden's legal problems. Weiss previously reduced Hunter's tax-related charges and said the venue for the offenses are either in California or D.C. Yeah, there you go for that one. You're going to be able to find anybody that's going to nail him. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when you have somebody like that, a U.S. attorney, which is people in his office, which means other U.S. attorneys and administrators. When you have people in his office doing the same thing, there's no reason why you can't give up the names. All right, so I did this story a little earlier, and I didn't actually get around to finishing it off because we ran out of time at the top of the hour, but it's very important. Cory Booker in Israel. Like, oh, I'm here with the bombs, and they're going off all around me. The terrorist attacks come here, you know, here. It's actually here. Finally, Booker posted a video on his Twitter. He talked about what he experienced and his hope for the future of human rights. I'm not going to go through all this garbage, but At the very end, he says, after this experience, more than ever, I'm committed to working with my colleagues in the Senate to continue supporting Israel's security by giving more and more billions of dollars to the Palestinians so they can create havoc. No, I put that part in. He says he wants to ensure stability in the region. Thank God this guy didn't make it as president. He has no clue on how to do it. Absolutely none. He said, we who believe in peace and freedom and human rights for Palestinians, for Israel's, for all humankind must respect and reject those who use terror as a weapon. Now, he forgets that he was part of the support, he was part of the push to release money to Iran and to continue to give money to the Palestinians. Kind of falls on deaf ears, if you're paying attention. Now, a close friend of his, a New Jersey rabbi, Shumley Botok, if I did it wrong, I'm sorry. He's known in media for his political and religious circles. Rabbi Shumley, as the Washington Post refers to him, he's America's most patriotic rabbi, is what they call him. He's a longtime friend of Booker's. Yeah, they, according to, Booker noting that Booker's support for the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, it saw the United States under President Barack Obama's leadership effectively gave $150 billion to Iran in cold, truly in cold hard cash. So the words are cheap. People are seeing it. He needs to go onto the Senate floor and apologize to the Jewish community for his betrayal of them. Didn't mention him once during that whole negotiations. Now, again, the reason that he deserves to hear those bombs go off around him is he voted to give Iran $150 billion. They know, the Senate knows, don't give me this crap. They know who's getting this money. They know when this money is being redirected, if you would. Right? And while he was doing that video, trying to make it look like he was being assaulted and he was running away and he was having all kinds of problems, I guarantee you when he was done with that tweet, you know, looking around like, oh, God, got to get out of here. He took off out of Israel, and I guarantee he didn't have the same problems that the Israelis had getting out. What do you think? Unreal. The rabbi goes on to write to Corey, and he says, hey, bragging about how you endured rockets in Israel, you were my closest friend for 25 years. You were my student president at Oxford, my brother. Then you voted to give the Iranian terrorist monsters, who are largely responsible through Hamas for this attack, $150 billion to murder innocents in order to preserve your political standing. He said, right after you made this video, your staff spirited you right out of Israel. Did you get special treatment on the plane? Did you have to wait like everybody else? He went on to say, the only hope for our friendship to continue and your relationship with the Jewish community is for you to finally come to the well of the Senate floor this week and condemn your own vote to give them billions. Not going to do it. You know he's not going to. They don't believe that they were wrong. And if they do know that they were wrong, they'll never say anything because they'll lose money to run again. Just amazing. The rabbi goes on to say, many of us are not interested in your posts. Because your words are cheap, because you don't really vote what you say you're going to do. And it's about time. But really, it is about time that these people do this. Then people started posting pictures up with him. One with, let's see if I can see this, it's kind of small, yeah. He goes on to say he's holding up a poster or a picture or a sign. When he's with it looks like he's with a group of young kids from a college. And basically he says, from Palestine to Mexico, all the walls have got to go. Boy, that's cool and fancy and spancy. Right? In addition to Booker's support for Obama's Iran deal, Booker had also been a big disappointment when it comes to calling out anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party. In 2019, when he tried... When he tried to both sides debate over Representative Omar's repeated instances of anti-Semitism, Booker proclaimed that criticism of the AOC squad for their anti-Semitism was toxic. And it actually rose to a level of Islamophobia. So here we're gonna protect the Islamicists, but not the Jews. Got it. Now, Democrats and Republicans, some say, should pause their war of words, put it on hold, show a united front when it comes to supporting Israel. How do you do that? You've got the Squad and others that don't. They've openly defied and said they don't. Right? I mean, I'm glad this is going to be somewhere, posted somewhere. People will be paying attention to this because they're going to show you truly what they think, what they believe. So, again, just amazing. Totally amazing. But I'm glad we're seeing it. I'm glad somebody caught it. I'm glad it's a big deal at this point. Then you had Senator Ed Markey. He was booed in Massachusetts. I mean, you can't get any more Democrat than Ed Markey. He was booed in his own blue state this week after calling for a de-escalation in Israel. One of the amazing things about the clip, which, God, he's amazing. Which you can watch, which we'll try to watch in a minute here, is to look on Markey's face when the booing starts. He's genuinely surprised. This shows you how out of touch these people are. There are a lot of Jews in Massachusetts. A lot of hardcore Jews in Massachusetts. You know what I say? When I say hardcore, I mean people that actually believe. I'll play the clip for you inside the break. You gotta have some entertainment tonight, right? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOKE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed first. Okay? Really that simple. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you spend with me, and you're involved, you're engaged, you're talking. I was talking about Ed Markey out of Massachusetts, out of blue, hardcore blue Massachusetts. Maybe we got some cracks going on. But Massachusetts has a large Jewish community. And to think that these guys think they can get away with this kind of stuff is amazing to me. And let's see if I can make it work. All right. Here we go. Markey and his comments at an event today. And boy, did it wake him up. I think it woke him up. Not sure.
There must be a de-escalation of the current violence. The United States should...
Yeah, Pocahontas is having a little trouble with this, too. Amazing. I mean, seriously, these guys are so out of touch. I mean, this guy would have called for calm. After the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, hey, we need to rethink this and make sure we don't move too fast. Right? At a pro-Israel rally, they can't control themselves. At a pro-Israel rally, he's calling for calm, for de-escalation. And then he looks totally surprised. Like, why would you boo me? I'm so smart. I'm so above you. I'm so much better than you are. I know more. Why are you booing me? That's exactly the feel I get from him. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, people. Right? I mean, a whole bunch of stuff going on right now. But be part of the solution. Again, I'm really, what's the word I want to look for? I'm kind of put off, confused, that these people are so dull, they don't really get it, they don't understand. Let's see, yeah, right, okay, I knew about that one. See, guys, you got to head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Right, we've got a chat room there. I keep telling you, people that are smarter than I am are in there. There's so much good information. Right? I like to say, this gives me hope. You know, somebody stories you guys are sending me them. Times I'm afraid to read, but anyway, this one I kind of like. A Michigan representative, Sri Thendar, is renouncing his membership in the Democrat Socialist of America after he saw the New York chapter of the party backed by a pro-Palestinian rally over the weekend. He said the rally held on Sunday in Times Square was attended by over 1,000 supporters of Palestine. It was a day after Hamas militants launched a deadly attack against Israel. Now, New York City DSA has said that it did not organize the rally, adding in a statement Tuesday that the chapter promoted the event in anticipation of violence to come. Now, in light of Saturday's attacks, but the rally has led to a real rift among progressive members of Congress and others seeking to distance themselves from the demonstration where crowds chanted, "Resistance is justice when people are occupied." Again, showing their ignorance, they really don't understand why the Jews are where they're at today. So in a statement, he said, "Today I'm officially renouncing my membership in the Democrat Socialist America." He said that on Twitter, which is easy, right? He said, "After the brutal terrorist attacks on Israel, which included indiscriminate murder, rape, kidnapping of innocent men, women, and children, I can no longer associate with an organization that is willing to call out terrorism in all its forms." Sunday's hate-filled and anti-Semitic rally in New York City, promoted by the New York City DSA, makes it impossible for me to continue in my affiliation. You know what? If half of the Democrats in Congress had the spine that this guy had, we might be able to get something done. We might have more morality in Congress. The escalation of Israel-Palestinian conflict has thrown several Democrat lawmakers in the spotlight. Right? I mean, many who criticized Israel's actions on the Gaza Strip. And Democrats now are convicting each other or condemning each other for their viewpoints. Then you got AOC. She finally broke her silence about Sunday's rally. She put a statement on Politico telling the outlet that it should not be hard to shut down hatred, anti-Semitism when we see it. That is a core tenet of solidarity. The bigotry and callousness expressed in Times Square on Sunday were unacceptable. Was unacceptable and harmful in this devastating moment. Now, she is a member. I don't know if you guys know this, but she is also a member. Now, you could have figured it out. Of the DSA. It also did not speak for the thousands of New Yorkers who are capable of rejecting both Hamas' horrifying attacks against innocent civilians, as well as the grave injustices and violence that Palestinians face on a daily basis. Yeah, she said it. Congressman Jamal Bowman, a fellow New York lawmaker and DSA member, he also condemned the rally in a statement on Twitter on Tuesday. He wrote that Hamas's actions are unequivocally abhorrent and must be strongly and condemned. We must remember that Palestinian civilians are not responsible for the Hamas actions. Right. Well, are they coming out and denouncing it? We must ensure that we center human rights and be clear about the loss of life that will unnecessarily be inflicted. So, I mean, they kind of play that line, right? They play it really, really close to the vest. Now, again, now Tlaib is out there telling people that it's bigots that are questioning her. Don't you love it? When you question them and you catch them doing something wrong, somehow they twist that around to you're the bigot. Right? You're the one that's done. You're the one that's out of touch. The Western Journal has an article kind of interesting in it today. You got to say, campaign donations show that Billy Graham's Christianity Today has been captured by the left. And, you know, it's a true statement. I got to tell you, when you see the articles that are written in Christianity Today, you sit there and scratch your head and go, oh, my God. How do they back this up biblically? Because there's not even, some of the stories, there's not even any scriptural reference. I mean, the magazine is called Christianity Today, after all. And the left, I tell you, they play the long game. I keep telling you that. They know it takes a while to make things happen. They know it takes a while to do these things. Right? And they're marching on. One of the architects of the long march was Herbert Marcuse. He described the strategy as working against the establishment institutions while working in them. It's the best way to win. You got to infiltrate them, get on the inside, see what they're doing and how they make things work. The match has been successful, can't be denied. Look at the people like Democrat Congresswoman AOC, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Jackson. Both of them are wokesters, right? Both of them don't really see the Constitution as something they should adhere to. See, I think if they have the guts, if the Republicans really, truly have the guts, because you need a majority. You can, you know, by the way, a Supreme Court justice is not appointed for life. Do you know that? There's no time frame like you and I believe. They're appointed as long as they exhibit good behavior. Right? They indicted them. They went after Supreme Court justice for being drunk in public in the early days. Seriously. So when you see these people, I mean, you look at people like Karine Jean-Pierre. I've never seen anybody lie so easily in my life. Even my, you know, 16-year-old kids didn't lie that easy. But we need to keep strong, people, especially the Christians. You need to keep strong. Don't let them get away with this stuff. Speak up. Say something. If your friends on the left say something that's drastically, you know, some of you guys in the Christian community that I've dealt with, oh, Joe, it doesn't matter what they say, God's still God. Yeah, well, then you should have told David that. You should have told David when he took on Goliath, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? God's still God. It doesn't matter what he says. Yeah, God expects us to fight. He expects us to stand up for the right thing. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. I'm here every night. Check out the website, JoeMessina.com. Have a great rest of the day.